You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
963 Triple M sport galore happening after what was a massive weekend. To find out what was going on out at the Ice House on Friday night, we have got the coach of the Pioneers on the line.
Of course, you're correct, Ewan. It's Richard Hill, KZ Rural Supplies, and 72-89 was the final scoreline, and the Geelong Supercats come over. They take away the chocolates. Good morning, coach.
How you doing, Milo? You and you guys have a good weekend?
Yes, certainly did. Now, it's all about conversion, and that was our problem.
you're kind, Milo. We were pretty stinky. We were stinky on Friday night. We didn't play at all well. There wasn't any areas that we could, other than Luke Jamieson, who did convert very well, but everyone else was poor. But our defense was horrible. It didn't really matter what we were trying to do. We certainly didn't do any of it up to speed and got our backside handed to us.
Luke Jamieson, 20-8 rebounds. Tom Daly under pressure, obviously 15, and Alex Marzette with 14. 9 wins, 9 losses. Now the final 8, the door and the windows are shut, but Hilly, the skylight's just slightly open still.
Yeah, the results on the weekend, maybe the world's turn for us. I haven't had much luck all year, but like all the results, I was looking on Saturday night, and I've gone, wow, like this is opening right up for us. So at the same time, Milo, we've actually got to win 2 games against two pretty good teams. So, that can be our only focus. And then we've got to, there's only one other result that we need to go our way, really, which is Hobart beating Northwest Tassie. If that happens and we win our 2 games, we'll be in. So I didn't think that was going to be a possibility, mate.
There you go. She's not over till she's over, till that large person gurgles. Now, dare I ask you, did we come away reasonably clear in the body injury stakes?
No, we didn't, actually. Oh. Lewis done his AC joint in his shoulder. So we'd sort of ruled him out for next weekend, which was the prognosis from the physio. But I guess given the state of play, we've got to somehow try and get him to the line, on the weekend. So yeah, that's an injury that should have pretty much done him. But well, we were talking about that yesterday and seeing what we can do to see if we can actually get him out on court on Friday night.
Okay, work on that. Hope the week goes well. And as you highlighted, Friday night, the Ice House Melbourne, 9 wins, 10 losses. They sit 11th. And then Saturday night on the road, we're off to Sandringham, who are the giant killers lately, 7-12. So destiny in our own hands. Enjoy the week. The best of Coach Cadden. We'll have a chat on Friday morning, Hilly.
Yeah, well, Milo, at least we're still in with a shot. There's nothing worse than finishing the season out, not being in with a chance. So we're in with a shot, and we can have a big week and see what we can do Friday night.
Go Pioneers.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.